This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, this is Kate. On today's Invasion of Privacy, we have fan favorite Nathan McIntosh to talk about his magic juice. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today we have fan favorite Nathan McIntosh.
You always bring it in a big, you know what I mean? You just bring me in. Hey!
I feel like you deserve a big welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again. I don't know what number this is. I didn't count.
I don't know the number.
10 or 11?
This is the first time where it's just me and you.
I know.
Battling it out.
I hope not. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to either.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever wanted to do this because you always want to have somebody else on in case I yell things, right? Because you're not scared of me, but there's something. You're like, you don't want to just be with me because then it could be I get too loud and then you're like, oh no, I'm scared.
Well, actually, no, I am less scared of you one-on-one. Like, I've come on your podcast and I'm never scared.
Yeah.
It was actually always worse when it was me, you, and Joe, because Joe Santagato used it as an opportunity to, in a funny way, go against me.
Yeah.
So then it was kind of 2 versus 1, and that was too much
for
me. But
if we can say, and he's not here to defend himself, so we won't get too much
into
it.
Which is what I like.
Yeah. You should have a little voodoo doll thing that is him, and just punch it every once in a while.
Joe's bobblehead just going up and down.
It's here. Pretend it's here. It's right there. Yell at him whatever you want. There was a lot of times, though, where you were wrong, and me and him were right. And
are you out of your mind?
I'm not out of my mind. There's a few times where it was
you
like,
pull Joe in when he's not here.
I'm not pulling anybody in. You brought him up. I'm saying there was a few times where you're completely wrong, and people
That's
were right,
not
and
true.
they have to.
It's an opinion, you dumbass.
You can have a wrong opinion.
I mean, can you?
Absolutely.
It's an opinion.
I mean, please. World is flat. We right or wrong?
I believe it's round, but I don't really know. I could be surprised. People used to think it was flat, and then it became round.
And how old were those
Maybe
people?
Maybe it's becoming
what
flat
year was
again.
That?
Maybe
Man, it's going back. Yeah, it's going back. It's getting the shape of an iPhone now. We're going back. The world was round for a long time, and it sucked. Now it's going to be flat like the iPhone 7 Plus.
Here's the thing, Nathan. What I'm realizing as I get older is the older I get, the more I realize I don't know. And I try to just accept that. So I wouldn't be shocked if somehow we found out the world was flat and it's all energy and da 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 da, I'd be like, okay. I'd keep moving throughout my day. I'd still have to go to CVS and get tampons.
Sure. Let me tell you what just happened, though. You said you're like, oh, the older I get, I'm like, I just gotta let things go. 45 seconds ago, you were like, I'm not wrong. I wasn't wrong. You're crazy. Do you know what I mean? It's these types of things that me and Joe would fucking
let me just
find
say
and we'd go. We'd fucking.
You'd be the most annoying lawyer.
I'd be a great lawyer.
I don't
lawyer.
Even know what's happening anymore.
I'd be a great
but
lawyer.
I feel like you're right, even though you're not right. But
I'm very right.
You're so confusing.
I'm
going to
make this podcast great again. I would be a great lawyer. I would make a lot of great points. And today, currently, I am right on what I have said.
And I like how you're doing Trump finger as
Trump
you do
finger.
It. I wish you guys could see.
The greatest wrestling heel of all time hand. We were talking about that a little while ago, you know, like that whole conspiracy that's like if Trump might be running solely so that Hillary can win, which I love that. I just think that's the best idea. And if that was true, I just wish they would be like, yeah, we fucked you guys over. And I, you know what I mean? Because then he could have a reason to be in the WWE Hall of Fame, which he already is. Like, it's crazy the idea. Every time he's interviewed, they'll be like, not every time, but like when he first started to get interviewed, they'd be like, hey man, you know, you had like a fucking waffle company that folded? And he'd be like, yeah, whatever. But nobody ever went, you know, you're in the fucking WWE Hall of Fame? You fucking know that? About you?
Yeah.
You're running for the president? And
what
you fucking,
a joke.
You clotheslined Vince McMahon? Do you remember that? I mean, I can pull it up right here. Here it is. I can't understand how nobody ever, like anytime I ever went to Fox, I already told you this before, but anytime I would do Red Eye, and I'd be sitting there and I'd be like, you guys know that he was in the Hall of Fame? They're like, you're making that up. I go, how? How would I make that up? I can pull it up. I was there when he was inducted. I watched it happen. 83,000 people booed him. At fucking MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. I saw it. I saw it happen. It's real. Nobody ever brought it up on TV or in an interview or any of that shit. It's so weird to me.
Well, before I get into my point, I do want to say you might be one of the most entertaining people in the world.
I'm
like,
make
that
this
was all. You just went to different octaves. You're like, good. And you're very entertaining.
I'm going to make this podcast great again.
Thank you. Thank you, Nathan. But on that, I don't think it's a conspiracy, but I wish he
you
got
think
elected
it's a real
and
thing?
Then he was like, psych, and just, no, I don't. I think he really is running for real, and I don't know if he actually thought he was going to get this far, but I think his ego now is so invested in it.
Sure, maybe now. I think he tried real hard not to win. There's a term, again, like I've said on this podcast a thousand times, everything is wrestling me in the world. And I really, truly do believe that. Everything is fake. This is what we're talking about, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Blow me.
It's not fake.
Fake hard.
It's not fake.
Hard fake.
When you have a child with someone, mm-hmm. you don't, and you have all the money in the world.
Yep.
Listen, the thing that's always real is raising a kid. It is. When you have a kid, you're a mother. And there's no way. I'm serious though.
Get
you
that
care
on a t-shirt. I just
kid.
Like that sentence. When you raise a kid, you're a mother.
But like, there's no way she would risk fucking up her daughter's life to make a couple extra million. It's just not. And I don't know. Can we go to our email real quick before we fight about Beyonce and Jay-Z?
We don't.
Which
I
we
mean,
were already fighting.
Well,
about
are we before. Ever? Well, let me ask you this: are we ever going to get back to this? We're ever going to get back to Beyonce and Jay-Z?
No,
we just
because
done?
You're wrong. And I just. It's
mean,
not.
Stop.
He definitely cheated on her.
Here's okay. Quickly, we don't have to get into this. Okay. Cheated, I'm putting that in quotes, because I believe both of these super billionaires who do not too much that's not thought of beforehand. You know what
but
I mean?
But they're still
Beyonce,
humans, and they still do human shit. Like,
a
they
little
still
bit.
Shit in the toilet.
Kinda, yes, sort of.
They
well, kinda toilet
food,
is fucking
a
remains to be
gold
seen.
Mermaid
I bet
toilet.
It's a fucking elephant, of endangered species, a goddamn fucking albatross, you know what I mean? There's just what do you want me to do?
It's
back
just
up?
Loud.
Well, then fucking turn your
back
thing
up
down.
A little bit. I don't
turn
know
your
how.
Thing.
You're so loud.
There's a fucking thing.
Okay, I didn't know. Jesus.
Okay, so they
it's starting to hurt my ears.
They don't. Okay,
just so get a nosebleed
before the good doctor Beyonce goes out to do an interview. She doesn't just go. Let's just go do an interview. There's a thought process. There's a what am I trying to do here? There's a blah 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 blah. Same as the good doctor, Jay-Z. They're both good doctors, right? I do not believe in my dick that a woman as powerful as fucking Beyonce got full tilt cheated on. Full tilt, right?
I think she got full tilt cheated on.
Okay. Walked into a room, saw Jay-Z.
That's not how she caught. No, she
okay,
didn't
well,
catch
I'm just
him.
Saying, I'm, okay. She
like
didn't
that.
Catch him. Stop. So, okay.
She didn't catch him with his dick out.
Okay.
I don't believe.
With his hard knock life inside of a woman's fucking, I don't know.
Damn it.
You can't. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know every Jay-Z fucking
Halo,
song. But anyways,
like Halo and a girl's
oh, hers,
Halo.
Yeah. Perfect. That's absolutely perfect. He's got his hard knock life into her Halo. Beyonce walks, dances into the room. I don't think she walks anywhere. Dances
all the
into
ladies,
the room.
All the single ladies.
Yeah, that's how she opens her doors with the keys. All the single her own songs. She doesn't use keys, first of all. The whole fucking building is like sliding doors and like Beyonce's home and then couches flip
it
over.
She scans her eyes.
Absolutely.
And she just goes in.
There's if we ever saw that place, we'd be lasered to death. Like, you're not seeing it. It's not for you and me. Anyway, she walks in, hard knock life inside of a Halo, right? And she goes, how dare you? Or whatever she would say. And then she decides, I'm going to make an album about this situation and put it out on your fucking network. Suck me. There's no fucking way that a
they
woman scorned.
Up.
Stop.
At the time.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm doing the olive
Stop
oil
it.
Arms. Do you think a woman. Like,
do you know how many women have gotten cheated on and they were pissed even for years and then they get over it
they,
and they work as a team again?
Are they Beyonce?
No.
So I'll
there's
say this.
There's only one Beyonce.
So I'll say this. Same
the
as Hillary,
queen.
Right? We can go back to Hillary and Trump real
yeah,
quick, right?
Hills.
Hillary, the good doctor Hillary and the good fucking doctor Bill Clinton, right?
Yeah.
They worked it out. Why? For a goddamn powerful, super powerful thing, right? So that they can continue to have the
That's
power.
That's one of the
they
reasons.
Know
Do you know how many other couples work things out because they have families and because they love each other? They want to work through it. We don't.
Do you know how many
yes,
families break up too because some guy gets his fucking
yes.
dick sucked in a Taco Bell off of Iowa highway? Do you know what I mean? They don't. Not everybody just goes, we got to work this out. A lot of people just go, fuck you, I'm
yes,
out.
Yes, that's
Especially
true.
Especially a woman like Beyonce, who could, except for me, okay? Beyonce's okay. I don't think the sex would be good. That's just my own, I'm going to make this podcast great again. But I, you're not fucking Beyonce. I bet any money if you could have sex with Beyonce, there'd be like a form. It'd be like, here's what we can do. Hand jobs, questionable. Can you fuck me from behind? No. Can you touch my hair? Absolutely not. Can you do this, 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 or this? No feet are going in your mouth. I'll tell you that. You're not putting one of my feet in your fucking mouth. Not gonna happen. I bet it would be very stale, not fun, fucking, you know what I mean? That I
don't know. I've seen her dance, you know?
Yes, but that's for money and power and fucking influence on shit.
She only twerks for money?
Yes!
You don't know that. You don't know that. I feel like Beyonce can fuck.
And I'm not even... She could. I don't think she is. This is what I'm saying.
I disagree.
Okay, fine.
I wish she were here right now to
You know what she would
her.
Do? She would answer none of these questions. There'd be no questions answered. None. She would say...
I think she's still a person, and I think she got cheated on,
uh-huh.
and I think she's a mother mm-hmm. with still a lot of motherly instincts, yeah. and I don't think it's all
also
about
happens
money.
To be... super billionaire who can do and move and go wherever she wants.
I agree.
The good doctor, Blue Ivy, the child, is never going to be out of anything. You know what I mean? A lot of other people would get together because it's like, fuck, I want my kid to be raised by two people pulling this together so we can buy two boxes of Eggos. You know what I mean? Not just fucking one. I can't raise my kid on one box of fucking Eggos. You know what I mean? But when you can buy the full Eggo corporation, she'll worry about shit like that.
She's in love with him and she wanted to work it out. Did you even listen or watch Lemonade? Get it together.
But buddy, that is I guarantee you that's all fucking
no,
fake.
It's
a fakery. It's a fakery.
I'm sad
it's
for you that this is how you live.
That is a
so
work.
So cynical.
It's not cynical. It's eyes wide open. It's eyes walking around looking at stuff.
No, you're walking
that
around
is
like a
work.
Conspiracy theorist.
No, this isn't a conspiracy. This
yes,
is
you
a,
are. You're walking around like
did,
Dave Weiss, the earth is flat.
That's
you're watching a couple, a woman who got cheated on and they survived it and made up and you're going... Lies,
no.
conspiracy.
Well, you know what? Do you know what I see? I see the other side of that where you're just buying into everything you fucking
I'm
see.
I'm not buying into everything
they
I
survived
say. I buy
it.
Into everything
you just
I
said
say.
They survived
I just said the earth
it.
Could be flat. I just said the earth could be flat.
It ain't.
I believe in fucking aliens and angels. I don't just fucking buy it. I just think that had the quality of feeling like it really happened.
It did.
Especially the whole elevator fight.
Yeah.
That caught.
Sure.
He was going to go out, and her sister was, like, beating him. Like, why can't you just fucking go home with your wife? You've got a kid.
Did you make that part up? I don't
no,
think that's the reason.
All, this
that's
is,
the
I
reason
read a
they
lot
fought?
Of the shit, yeah.
That's the reason they fought, or this is the reason that people
that was,
say?
No, that well, that's the reason people say that yeah. have come to the conclusion.
Yeah,
can
yeah,
we
yeah.
go to our email since
please.
This he cheated on her years
first
ago, and we're still talking about
look,
it?
Look, again, I'm putting cheating in quotes, because I guarantee there'd be a whole thing of, like, look, you know me, I'm fucking around. You get it, right? And she's probably fucking around.
No.
It's not a real... It's
no,
not
that's
a,
not, that doesn't happen in marriages. Oh, you know me, I fuck around.
Are you kidding me?
They don't say it like that. Yeah, women just love that. They get cheated on. The guy's like, what? I have a dick. Of course I cheated
women
on you.
Women also love you. Hey, yeah, you cheated on me. Let me make you some money today. Do you know what I mean?
That didn't
Do you know
happen.
What I mean?
That didn't happen
he
right
made
away.
A lot of fuck right
I
away.
I know, but what I'm saying is they're still a team. They're still married. They made up. They got
Why are they
it.
A team? Because they're two
I got cheated on.
Super
I got cheated on
yeah,
and I forgave
not,
the dude.
You're not selling out fucking Dallas Stadium.
I won.
Your husband isn't doing
I
that
won.
Either.
I don't have a husband.
Perfect.
I'm just saying I could get through something like that with a person. It's called forgiveness, and then you become a team again. And
don't buy it. I just don't buy it. That's me.
Humans fuck up, and when you are able to work it out, you can work it out. They worked it out. Maybe. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe in a year they'll break up, but right now they're trying to be a team and raise a kid and still be in love.
Oh my God. You can raise a kid with the money they have, you can raise a kid.
Yeah, but they still want to be together. Can we just move
fine.
On?
Please, sure.
I don't want to talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z the whole time.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. Stop.
Okay, go ahead. Go to okay. the email.
I have a question.
Can I ask this? Why do we always go right into every time I'm here, right? We talk and we're talking and then it's just emails. What are they, who do the people force you to read these fucking emails?
They I don't do emails a lot, but you're the perfect person to do emails with.
Yeah, well, is this one about me?
Can I just do the email?
Yeah.
I have a question. How can I let go of my past and my anger? I think that's keeping me away from true happiness and joy. My other question is that how do I know if I'm in love with someone? Two-part question.
What? How old is this person?
I don't know.
How do I let go of my past?
And my anger.
I mean, you know, an age would really help out. You know what I mean? If you were like, what are you, 50? Do you
Let's
know what I mean?
Let's pretend he's 22.
22, you want to let go of your past. Do you see what I'm saying? 22, you have a past to
yes,
let go of?
Yes, there's still a past to let go of.
All right.
Especially if you had a fucked up childhood.
Especially if your superstar girlfriend caught you with your hard knock life inside of another halo. And you got to be like, no, baby, blah, 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 blah. I was just
okay,
fucking on top
what?
Of the golden sheets.
I'll answer it, and then you can fight me.
No, I'll answer a question. Go ahead, answer.
So I think it's not about letting go of your past. It's actually about including it. You can't just pretend it didn't exist. It's part of your story. It's about coming to terms with it and not letting it own you. So if you had a lot of traumatic, abusive shit go down. It's not about blocking that out. It's about including it, facing it, but then still getting past it in that way. You're not getting past it like you're letting it go, but you're not going to let it drag you down. And I mean, I know you and I talk about this, me and you, Nathan, but like, I think for me, the way that I've been kind of dealing with my past is I do a lot of crying over it and facing it and trying to bring up the stuff that I locked away. And that way I can feel more free. But I know you and I always, we don't fight, but we have disagreements about how to deal with childhood wounding.
Can we answer these questions one at a time? So don't do the second one yet.
Oh, okay.
The first one, how to let go of your past, right? That was the question, how to let go of your past?
How do I let go of my past?
Yeah.
And my anger. Can I finish the anger thing then real quick? Or do you want to...
Go ahead, yeah.
In terms of anger, and I know you're going to agree with this too, this part, but anger's not a bad thing. You know, everyone's like, don't, especially in the spiritual community, it's like, ooh, don't.
Well, this is why, can I quickly, I don't mean to cut you off, but these fucking tree people, I got a real fucking problem with these fucking tree people that pretend that emotions don't exist. You know what I mean? Just because you're wearing pants that fucking are comfortable and they're loose and your goddamn legs aren't locked up in some denim doesn't mean that you don't feel emotions, you fucking bark eaters. You know what I mean? Emotions happen. You're a human body. Stop it. Stop this fucking, oh, I'm just floating on this fucking, yeah. It bothers me so much. You like we were saying about being human beings, you're more human than anybody, fuckbag. You can't go back to the Fabergé egg in the sky. You are on this earth walking through a CVS with the rest of us. Somebody's going to bump into you. Somebody's going to breathe on you. Stop just because your clothes are loose and you're fucking I'm floating around. You're not better than anybody. Emotions aren't bad. And suck your own dick. And then I'll get to the real, the other things.
I would like to say in my school, they call that a cardboard saint, what you're talking about, where they have all of the quotes like surrender, let go. It's all peace and love. It's one thing to be able to say those things, but it's another thing to actually embody it and live it and to actually live the things like surrender. You have to let yourself feel emotions. You have to let yourself be angry. Let yourself be jealous. Let yourself be whatever it is you are. We're multifaceted beings. Sometimes I feel both like bored and excited in one moment. Like, you're allowed to. And I feel like people have so much shame. Like, I'm not supposed to be this thing. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about you, when you go on your rants and that stuff, you're actually giving people permission to be their full selves and to feel that passion, whether it's anger or just excitement or all of it.
I'm also giving you permission to say to everybody out there that Beyonce didn't get cheated on.
Oh my God.
That whole album's a lie.
Are you just going to bring it back so I am annoyed?
Just a couple times. I'm not trying to annoy anybody. I'm just saying the things I'm trying to give to people. You were allowed to walk down the street and say, hey, Beyonce, I see you. I see this corporate thing you've done. Great job. Anyways. I used to be a very angry person. If we want to get like, I think I've already talked about this on this podcast, but I drank a lot as a kid. My family.
You were saying before we started, you had an ulcer at 15.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Do you want to go there?
It's pretty intense.
Yes. Had to take these giant pills. These like super, they were like fucking, like bigger than this almond, like these giant blue pills. And I was too small. My stupid little body couldn't deal with them. So sometimes I had to crush them up and just like eat them, like drink them. They're brutal. These things taste a hair. But anyways, I was real mad at everybody and walked around being like real mad, happy people and stuff, you know? And then, I don't know, I really did. I'd see people smiling and stuff, thinking, fuck you. And you'd see, I'm just in a bad place. fucking place. But, I don't know, you just kind of, you know, anytime that I do get angry, and I don't really get angry anymore in terms of like, I know I yell and shit, but I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'm a passionate person. Sure. But I don't like, I do get mad. Whatever. I guess what I'm trying to say is that eventually I just learned that that's not, it's not the worst thing in the world, and the only way to kind of get away from that at all is to look at it. Is that I almost died.
I was threw up. Can you imagine you end that with just by puking all over the place?
Yeah, just completely throwing up. Just completely throwing up. And just to say, but however old this fucking person is, let's guess, you said 22. Let's say they're 22.
I don't know, but
no, I know,
sure.
Let's just guess 22. If you're 22 and you got some kind of past to let go of, the only thing that's really going to let go of it in terms of like you being hurt by it or you being affected by it is age. You just got to keep walking the earth, not believing everything Beyonce says, and eventually you'll be like, hey man, this stuff happened to me or this and this, but you can look at it in a different way and it's not going to affect you as harshly as it does now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's my answer for that.
I think that was a great answer, and everyone has a different way of dealing with it, you know. So just because for me I want to like really face it and go there, that's not for everyone. It's for me, when I wasn't facing it, I was still repeating cycles in my life that were mirroring things that happened to me as a child. And I felt like the way to really stop that and be free of that cycle was to actually go to the root of what was causing me to continuously, like, the thing that's been happening for me that I've realized this week is I often wanted to live in, like, a fantasy world, which kind of ties back to the whole thing we were saying about a lot of tree people, right?
Well,
we all
why...
have different fantasies. Like, yeah. Like, you don't have to be spiritual to live in some fantasy world. But no matter what I was doing, I was avoiding the present moment because
well, this is why I would yell at you
safe.
Sometimes because you'd see things and you're like, look, just because this person, and I've joked with you about this before, just because this person has an eight ball, I can tell you maybe how you're going to imagine eight ball and tell you how you're going to eight ball funny and tell you how you're going to feel on a fucking Tuesday doesn't make them some sort of saint. They are garbage just like you. The back of the paper that has the fucking they're garbage just like you are. The back of the paper that has like here's your sign and it's like hey today you're gonna feel. Do you know who writes that? Do you know who fucking writes that? Some dickless fuck in a goddamn room at fucking New York. Stop it. Just
yeah,
give me a second.
No, okay.
I'm just saying you're down at the goddamn New Yorker. You know you got a half eaten donut on your fucking desk. You're like what am I gonna do today? The boss is breathing down my neck. Hey man, you're gonna get a job if you leave your house today. Do you know what I mean? All I'm saying is those people are flawed. Just the same way you
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely. However, and I've met a bunch of quote unquote spiritual people, right? A lot of them are not in touch with reality. But then you do meet a couple really good ones who are sincerely gifted and
well,
the
then
real
I wouldn't
deal.
Call them tree people.
Right.
But I'm talking about.
But the thing I'm saying about with the fantasy world doesn't even just apply yeah. to that. It's a lot of people do not want to live in reality. You know, so you could have a girl who isn't into spirituality at all, but she's not at all grounded.
Yeah.
Like she's just obsessing about, you know, what her boyfriend is doing or what clothes she needs to buy. Like, you know, you're a lot of the times you are very grounded, but sometimes you get lost in accidentally being cynical. Like sometimes I'll call you and you've gotten lost in a spiral of the things you don't have. And I'm like, yo, Nathan, like, take a step back. Your life's you're kicking ass. You know what I mean? So it happens to almost all of us where we don't want to be in reality for whatever reason. I think my reason was, as a child, my reality kind of sucked. Like, it was really scary. I was going from house to house. Both houses were not safe for different reasons. And I kind of went off into a fantasy world. Mine was like a typical girl thing of like, I can't wait till I meet the perfect man and have the perfect house and kids. And then I'll finally be fixed. That was my escape, you know? And then it kind of went on to each boyfriend I ever had, which was very fun for them, you know, because that was my way of coping. And now I'm in the process of coming back to reality. And honestly, I had like a big moment. I think it was Monday, where I kind of literally like, it felt like I fell on my ass into reality. And I was looking around and I was like, fuck, this is reality. Like, it's not bad. I'm okay. I'm safe. Nothing's coming after me. But I was like, it kind of feels boring. It feels a little hopeless. Like, it's not meeting my expectations of where I thought I was going to be at 35 years old. And I kind of was sad for a bit until I kind of came out of it and was like, yeah, it's not what I thought it was going to be, but it's pretty fucking dope. Because 10 years ago, I was, you know, an art teacher, not really liking my job. I had a fiance who was awesome, but I wasn't fully in love. So I'm like, yeah, this isn't exactly what I thought it was going to be because I'm not saved. I'm not like saved from my suffering, but I'm actually pretty happy. And it was weird that like when I landed in it, it felt really dull at first, but the colors seemed more vibrant. I know that sounds really like weird, but I was like, okay, it's like slowed down. It's not as fast paced, but I don't know. I could take more in. But yeah, that's just what I'm going through. But I think a lot of the spiritual people, they think that they've found reality more, but they're actually still escaping it by trying to go too big. You know what I mean? Like they're like, oh, it's all about love and the fairies and the this. But it's like, you have to still be a human. And being a human's really fucking hard. You still stub your toe. You still get cheated on. Whatever. You
some
have to
us,
pay taxes.
Some of us do.
You know, I was giving examples.
Yeah. Beyonce didn't get cheated on. People that are living in a big fantasy world.
Can you get out of Beyonce, though?
Look, I'm just saying she didn't get cheated on. That's it.
I think
and
she did.
She didn't. And
she did.
She didn't.
Did.
Not by Jay-Z. She did not.
She did.
No, she didn't.
Okay. You know what?
The tree people can fuck all the way off. You know what happens to a full tree person? You can fuck right the fuck off. On your goddamn little pier, when you look out into the ocean, you're like, this is where life is. Jump off it. Swim with your dirty bare feet. I picture so many fucking tree people with just disgusting shoes. You wear those
what?
Little Merrills.
But why
you know
are you going
Merrill
back
shoes?
To tree people? This
because
was about everyone,
I'm
and you just wanted
tree
to
people.
Attack the
you
trees.
You just said, let me talk, track the tree
I'm
people.
I'm just saying all... you, as you say, people are coked up apes, and I've been waiting for you to fucking say it on the podcast, and you snooze, you lose. Nathan has the funniest thing he calls people. He calls them coked up apes.
Yeah.
It's everyone. It's not just tree people. We're fucking animals.
Yeah, but why can I yell about the tree people at this point in time?
Because you're missing. It's the bigger
thing. I'm not missing anything.
You're focusing on tree people.
No, you're missing, lady.
Almost everyone in our society right now is a coked up ape. We're unconscious beings accidentally.
Look, this unconscious conscious shit.
I just ate cookies.
There's people. You're just people. This is my problem with all these fucking...
Everyone's a person.
We are all people. Unconscious or conscious? Because conscious is supposed to be like, I'm better than you. Fuck you. You goddamn Merrill shoe wear piece of shit. Not
Take
you.
It down.
Do you know what I'm talking about when I say those Merrill shoes? They don't even have laces, just one side. This is what these
Terrible.
Fucking... Yes.
Terrible.
But that, who are those for? Tree people. The people that sit in the park and suck their own dick.
But some people can wear them. Like if you're like 65 and you're hiking through the woods and you want a good sandal, you can wear those.
I say no.
I don't ever want to wear them.
I say no. I say no. You wear those, fuck you. Don't really have anything else to say there, but that's
it. By the way, I was watching The Night Of.
Yeah, it's okay.
And he was wearing those kinds of things because he has eczema on his feet.
No, he was wearing just straight sandals, not Merrells.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Those are Tevas. I believe those are called Tevas. And those are shit, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tevas are not better.
Those are shit, too, bro. Any sandal, fuck off. Get a shoe. Jesus Christ. Unless you're a woman, then do what you want.
Do you ever wear sandals or flip-flops?
No!
I don't think I've ever seen your feet. Do you have weird feet?
Do I have feet? What am I? I'm not a coke dealer. I'm not a fucking idiot. I'm not just, you know what I mean? Just
Nathan,
toss on whatever.
People can show their feet without being idiots.
As a man, in my opinion, wearing like thong sandals and shit, fuck off. Just fuck off. Plaid shorts, fucking thong sandals.
These are your weird rules that I don't understand. You have a thing showing your feet, so now every guy wears
a
sandal.
No, on my feet. I don't care about my feet.
I need to see your feet.
It's the thing. I mean, if that's what we're doing on this podcast.
I'm curious now.
Okay. What a weird curiosity.
I don't know. I feel like you're hiding
it's
your feet.
It's the shoe, madame.
Okay.
The fucking sandal. It's disgusting. They're terrible. They look horrendous. They go with nothing. Nothing. They're not a thing to be worn unless you're fighting a fucking tiger in Rome. They're awful. They are not good things to be walking the city in. Jeans, fucking thong sandals and a dress shirt, fuck off. You know, I was talking about this the other
That's
day.
That's pretty bad.
Brutal! Not pretty bad, it's fucking brutal! It's brutal! You're a human adult man. The other day, you know how many people I've seen in this city, just in terms of men? There are so many gorgeous women walking the city, right? Dressed amazingly. Walking with fucking student teacher looking pieces of garbage. These trash bag men wearing the dirtiest shit they have. With a woman who looks like she's going to open a fucking gala somewhere.
Yeah, well,
cut the ribbon to a fucking library.
There's something wrong with her, too. It's calm the fuck down, lady. Calm down.
What? Maybe she just wants to... What's her problem?
I love how you're defending the women.
What's her problem?
But the man's a dirtbag.
Woman can't look her... Woman... This woman's
why
going
can't
out.
Why can't the man just want to chill the fuck out? She's going to fuck him anyway, so why not?
And that's where I'll go with that. That woman has a problem in that regard. You don't... That's not right. Look, any woman who's listening to this podcast, if you dress all the fucking way up to go out and your boyfriend or whoever you're going on a date with shows up in a gingham fucking shirt and some shit fucking jeans and goddamn just brown dust the ass girl sandals, if he shows up in fucking thong sandals, you close the door on his fucking bag. That is not right. This man should go, you know what, I didn't know you were gonna go full tilt to this fucking thing, but I'm going full tilt now too. Do you know what I mean? You can't. Don't fuck him. This is the problem. This is why there's a lot of men out there just doing whatever they fucking want in on dates and all this shit, wearing a fucking hoodie to a goddamn restaurant because you're still fucking them. Do you know what I mean?
I agree, but in a different way. Sometimes when I'm on stage and there's an obnoxious guy heckling, just saying the douchiest shit, and then there's like a sweet hot girl. I'm like, you're the pussy approving that.
I just said that.
That's what I'm... But I agree with...
Didn't I just say that?
I'm trying to say I agree.
Who's
oh
here?
My God, Nathan, just fucking listen to me. I'm not saying...
You just Hillary Clinton me. I'm going
to
make this podcast great again.
Can you listen to me?
Go ahead.
I'm not saying, though, because of the way he's dressing. I'm saying it's worse when the guy acts like a douche and the girl still gives him... You know, like, I don't care how he's dressed.
You can say head on this podcast.
If he's a nice...
You can say head here.
If he's a nice dude... But he's dressing a little whatever. I don't give a fuck. Wear what you want.
I do. I'll tell you that.
If he's a jerk and he's mean to other people and he's mean to you, by you staying with him and having sex with him and loving him and giving him all that stuff, you're telling him that behavior is okay. But at the same time, she probably has self-esteem issues, which is why she's there in the first place, and it's the whole cycle.
You know,
cycle.
Why don't we go together far? Just don't wear thong sandals.
Because I always go that far.
Just don't wear thong
sandals.
Sorry,
I just don't want to yell about thong sandals.
They're terrible, but they mean way more than just the sandals.
Okay, can we go to the next part of this question, though?
How do I tell somebody I'm in love? How do I know I'm in love?
How do you know if you're in love with someone?
You're in love with somebody if they're not wearing thong sandals. Just, you know what I mean? If somebody comes to your door and they're dressed like they're going, you're going on a date with this person, and they're disgusting, fucking, gross, dirty feet, haven't been touching the floor of a subway, you're in love with that person. But how do you really know? How do you really know? I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. You feel something. Your dick moves. Your fucking heart jumps. I don't know. You're in love with this person. What do you mean? How old is this person? Do you know what I mean? Are they 12? Like, what do you mean? How do I know if I'm in love? Here's how you know. If you're asking the question, how do I know? You're probably in love with whoever the fuck you're asking the question about. Do you know what I mean? Right?
I think so, Nathan.
You look at them weird. They're a little shinier to you.
Ooh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They glow.
I would agree with what you said. I think.
But then they come on you,
you know,
and you're like, oh, God, I didn't want this. This isn't the life that I wanted.
If I'm in love with a guy, he can totally come on me. Totally okay with that. I don't even want to, like, get there if I'm not in love with a dude. I don't like to have sex unless I'm, like, really feeling it. Okay. But yeah, how do you know if you're in love? I think. You feel it in your heart. It's a feeling. Like, you can't give
exactly.
List. You can't give a list to someone like, you know you're in love if. It's like.
We can. If they come on you and you're cool with it, you love that person.
That's true.
You know, if they come in your hair and you're like, well, I'll just shower or whatever. That's cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're not in love with a person and they come in your hair,
exactly.
Not okay.
That's what I'm saying. If you're like fucking them on your mom's leather couch and they get like whatever on it. And that's like, you're just like, cool, I'll just deal with my mom when that happens. And you're probably in love with that person.
That's sweet.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get like real rock hard, right? Like, I'm talking rock hard. Like, bust your fucking jeans. Rock hard. If you get rock hard just thinking about this person, I mean, you might not be in love. That's a feeling, you know, but you might be in love too. So you might want to check that. Watch what your dick's doing. Your dick's kind of like a love dial. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of knows what's going on, but then other times it doesn't. You really got to watch it, because sometimes it's just like, it just gets hard because you're like, oh, that'd be fun, you know?
My vagina kind of knows. My vagina flinches for sure. Like, yeah. Big time. If I'm in love with a person, it's like,
are you
like
talking love or just want to fuck?
No, my vagina really only flinches a lot. Like, I'm not talking like a little light flinch. I'm talking flinch, motherfucker. Uh-huh. My vagina, when it flinches like that, I'm like, oh, I think I have feelings for this person, like, for real.
And he's doing what? He's like getting sap out of a tree, or he's like twisting a Rubik's Cube. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Talk to me about aliens, and I'm like, yeah, you can, yeah, you talk about those aliens.
People on this podcast know, right? That if somebody just messaged you and
that's
was like,
not true.
I mean, come on, it's true.
It's not true anymore.
Here's how you know you're in love too. You look at Kate's face. The way your face just exploded. If somebody, look, anybody listen to this podcast, you want to hook up with Kate somehow, message her about aliens.
That's not true.
Talk to her about the
Don't
bottom
tell
of the sea.
People.
Look at her. That is the way to Kate's flinching vagina. Oh, I like aliens too. You ever see Fire in the Sky? And then Kate's just like, that's you on a dick.
That's not true.
Okay, well.
I've had sex with two people in the last 2 years.
I mean,
so
cool.
I just want everyone to know that. You don't just bring up aliens to me and I'm like, yes.
I want everybody to know that I know the opposite of that.
That's
and
not
it's
true.
Stop it, aliens.
It's just not true.
Trick Halloween,
I've
go
so
to Kate's door
people.
Dressed as an alien and watch your dick come out of your fucking gray suit. It's gonna happen.
It's not true. I'd way rather fuck an actual alien. That actually really made me happy.
An alien? I mean, come on.
I mean, just like in an energy sense. It would just feel really good.
You
like
don't know
swapping
that.
Swapping energies.
You have no idea. Did you ever see Fire in the Sky?
No.
Do you know what that movie is?
No.
True story. Well, based on a true story of a man who gets abducted by an alien. He comes back down, tells everybody about it. Probed hard. He got probed hard. No alien was like, hey, let's just sit down and watch fucking Stranger Things and blow each other. It was like, no, you're on a gurney.
I don't want those kinds of aliens.
This is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? So you don't even know what you're, you know what I mean?
I don't want to get probed
those
hard.
Might be
that
the only.
Awful.
Yeah, of course. He was like in a gelatin thing and then they just spit him onto the earth. They just threw him out.
I want to get probed hard by my human soulmate when I
well there are no soulmates
there.
We could go there.
Everyone's a soulmate. You're one of my soulmates.
Okay.
For sure. You're one of my like soulmate brother
sure.
Best friends.
If we're all soulmates
of
all,
the fire gods
if we're all soulmates then I'll go with that. But in terms of like,
in
you
a
know,
way, yes. You but know, you like, have more intense connections with certain people for whatever reason.
Well, yeah, that's not soulmate. That's just liking that's, somebody. No, it's or not
a really
liking
intense.
Somebody.
No, there's a really intense connection, and I don't think it's just. It's yeah, it's on an energetic level, but I think I believe in soul contracts and all sorts of things.
I don't
like
know
before
what that
is. before you incarnate here into this life, you have all different contracts with different souls. Like we're gonna meet at this age, and these are the lessons we're gonna help with each other. Even if it's something like bad, where the person is abusing or whatever, it's like okay, you're gonna do that, and I'm gonna learn that love is like this, and da 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 da.
If I say there was two options in front of me, right? Here's the two things you can believe happened. Soul contracts or Beyonce got cheated on. I would say, fine, Beyonce got cheated on.
You're the worst.
Before soul contracts.
You don't believe in soul contracts?
I've never heard of soul contracts until today, and my life has been perfectly fine. So no, and I still won't.
Okay, well, I'm not going to try to persuade
We're
you.
We're going to another email!
Emails! Okay, I'm not sure if this is how I write to you in the show, but...
Does anybody say hello?
Some.
Does anybody ever... Hey, Kate.
I am 21.
Perfect.
And I have a two-year-old boy that I love to death.
Yo.
Yikes.
21, ready to drink in America. Congrats.
With a two-year-old.
With a two-year-old. That's a perfect time to start drinking.
His mother and I split up over a year ago because of fighting and other reasons. But she's been dating other guys, and I haven't dated anyone since. My child support payment is through the roof, and I can hardly pay my bills. But anyway, she's single again and hinting at getting back into a relationship with me. I'm not so sure it'll end up the same way it did last time, but I really want to get rid of my child support payment.
Can I say this real quick before, and I apologize, I don't mean to...
Can I just finish this?
Is it... Okay, go ahead.
It's quick.
Okay.
Is it selfish of me to maybe get back in a relationship with her to get rid of my child support payment? I still love her, but I don't want to do the whole fighting thing again.
First of all... I love this man. I love the thought process of what's cheaper, being with a woman I kind of am into, or these fucking child support payments. Can I just say that in the whole like realm of, I remember you were going to do a topic one time and like, here's the whole, look, this is just, okay, I understand that being a man is the easiest thing in the world to do, right? You just wake up, you put your fucking Wranglers on, and you walk out there and fuck,
Who
right?
Who the hell said that?
The universe says that at this point in time, okay? The universe says that at this point in time that it's very... Being a straight white man is that it's... walk into Citibank and you're like, give me money! And they're like, take it! Get out of here! Get out of here, you little scamp!
Who's saying these things?
The world!
The women on Gawker?
Open your eyes!
Who?
Stop looking through the fucking dream catchers!
Well, I don't give a shit what the world says!
Can I just fucking
it's
make this... This podcast great again. I'm just saying that in terms of like, it's very like, man, it's just, okay. Right? You put your Wranglers on, you go fuck, right? And then you're covered in oil, right? Top to bottom. You've always got like motor oil. You're like fixing a transmission. You're like, oh, I'm a hot fucking
Are we talking like
stud.
James Dean style right now?
That's every man. Cause it's easy. You just walk the earth, right? And you're just like, rock hard and you got abs and everybody wants
you're
to blow you.
You're always rock hard?
Yeah.
Your dick's rock hard?
Yes, but
always.
I meant like your body. You're like, you're just ripped. You're ready for fucking, you know, WrestleMania 34. You can headline tonight, you know, which you probably could because all, whatever. Then situations like this, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's a woman's choice, right, to have a kid. You can't even broach that conversation. It's her body, her kid. I mean, you gave her...
you could just take a knife and run into her belly when she's pregnant, Nathan.
We could also make up other fantastical things, right? You could also rip her head off.
Yeah.
You could throw her into an alien who's going to probe her to death, you know?
Yes.
But anyways, so it's her body. Even though you gave her the magic juice to make the kid, her body for life, you don't even know you even. Look at me!
By the way, at the end of this, you can buy Nathan's magic juice, a new protein drink. That he'll be selling on his website. Keep going.
Yep. Come into a cup. You put it a way better way. Protein, but magic juice? Yeah.
Nathan's
I just call it come
juice.
In a cup. You know, I was trying to sell it as come in a cup and nobody was buying it. Yeah. Magic juice.
Magic juice.
So we throw magic juice into the fun factory that is a fucking woman's body, right? You guys create a kid and we can't question it, right? But then when that kid walks out of the fucking fun factory, we gotta pay for it, says a fucking judge for life. There's nothing you can do. Do you know what I mean? And there's no fucking, is it a man's choice not to pay this $2,000 a fucking month? No, it ain't. It's the fucking states. It's the fucking law. That some of this shit is fucking nuts, okay? And I'm not saying you don't take care of your kids, but there should be some sort of, a little bit more back and forth in terms of like, this should be a little bit more of our decision. Maybe you can go 70-30. Give a man 30. Let him have the conversation. You know what I mean? Don't just go, back up. It's my fun factory. Whatever comes out of it, you deal with it. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? A kid's a real fucking thing for the rest of fucking life. You know what I mean? I gotta pay for it. Why can't I also maybe be in the discussion of whether it's here or not? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. First of all, wow. You know, I enjoy taking you in. You're a lot of good energy.
That's the slogan for Nathan's Magic Juice. I enjoy taking you in. But you see what I'm saying? So
well, here's the thing. So I don't take any child support from my ex-husband. However, he makes a lot more money than me, so he'll pay for the aftercare.
Yeah.
And even then, you can tell he gets annoyed.
But you guys okay.
Well, no, he does because, and him and I are starting to talk about it more because in the past, I almost had an attitude of, well, you should because you make more money than me.
Yeah.
And I'm sharing a room with my son and you are making a lot of money. And then I realized that just that attitude was actually making us fight a bit because I wasn't appreciating that he was willing to do it, but he's not willing to do it if I don't even
try.
No, it's not that, because I do try. I'm trying to make money. It was more that I almost was like entitled to it.
Yes.
And I'm not, you know, like I chose to quit teaching to follow my dream, but that isn't placed on him. Like it is in a bit, and I appreciate all the...
Well, the being placed on goes to Shane. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not you per se.
Yeah,
his money then goes to, you know, obviously Shane.
My ex has definitely been really kind with like he's the one who took Shane back to school shopping and like doesn't bitch about it. First of all, I hate going into those stores. Like I walked into Staples after the first day of school because Shane needed like a notebook that he had forgotten, and there was a 45-minute wait to just get into like, and I was
and
like, I picked up Shane. I was like, we're going.
And you're,
I'm not doing this.
Kate's ready to fuck an alien, not ready to go to Staples.
Exactly. I would way rather. No, actually, though, if it was a probing like the kind you were describing, I'd rather be at Staples.
Watch Fire in the Sky. The movie's going to terrify you. It's
no,
actually kind of a creepy
to.
Movie.
I had to stop Stranger Things because I believe in these things.
Stranger Things is just good, though.
So
it's not
it
scary.
Goes, no, Stranger Things, when the hands start coming through the wall, are you fucking kidding me? I slept with the lights on the rest of the night. No,
wow.
Thanks.
Wow.
No, thanks.
35, everybody.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be like this forever. Go fuck yourself.
Anyways,
Nathan's 31 tomorrow.
Ugh, come on. I'm trying to have a career. Don't tell these people.
Guys, he's 31, going on 80 with that attitude.
I can't wait to get a rocking chair. It's going to be so fun.
You already have one.
I know.
In your head.
I
you're
do.
So, you're
I'm
such
rocking
an old
in the chair.
Man, just bitching about the fucking whatever. Okay. So, no, I do agree. I don't think it's necessarily fair that it's placed on men like that. However, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be any responsibility.
No, I'm not saying that either.
So I don't know the answer to that, but I see what you're saying.
I'm not saying take away responsibility at all. No, you can't just fuck off by any
but
stretch.
But poor man thinking about getting back with a woman he's not even in love with just so he can afford to live.
And see, this is...
That sucks.
Yeah, that's the type of situation you get into when a judge is like, you owe X whatever for fucking, you know what I mean, for the rest of life. Hey, but I wasn't able to actually decide whether or not we were going to have, it doesn't matter, she had it, it's her body. Fuck you. You threw your magic juice into the fun factory and then it's all, you know what I'm saying? Two people make a baby. It's not just one person, but it somehow, in the way that we go about it, it's like, well, it's her, she made it. No, she fucking, you can't. Look, you make a baby, you carry it for 9 months, okay? But then a dude, sometimes, a situation like this, has to pay for it for 18 fucking years. Let me tell you this. If I could carry a baby and spit it out and somebody else pays for it for 18 years, I want that option. I can't get that option. I'm on this side. I'm on the 18-year side. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
Have you ever gotten a girl pregnant?
No. And this is case to case, all this kind of stuff. I'm not saying don't take care of your kids. Of course, take care of your kids. Take care of your fucking kids. But if conversations, sometimes, not on everything, but if sometimes, if certain conversations are had before this kid happens, you know what I mean? Then there's like a, then things could be better off for kid, for yourselves down the road, instead of just, it's mine, fuck you, and now you owe me this money.
And it creates so much resentment when you go at it like that. You know, like if a kid comes into the world and it has two parents and one of the parents has this like, you did this to me and now you're gonna pay, like it's this weird thing that happens to the kid where they're oh my god, like my dad's life is now, he's like a slave to my life,
in shambles, he's eating Hungry Man dinners. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's literally wearing a t-shirt he found in a box of beer, and he's eating Hungry Man dinners that he couldn't even fully fucking cook, you know, because his goddamn power shuts out 2.5 minutes in. Yeah. So he's eating soggy fucking corn. He's got like that rock hard brownie in there. And then he
loved those brownies.
I think they're great.
And the Hungry Man. <They're great.
laughs> And the apple cobbler, I mean, it was pretty good.
It was really pretty good. But I grew up on that shit.
Me too. I didn't have a dad. My dad wasn't around. You know what I mean?
So my dad was around, but he always just gave us Hungry Man.
Probably because he's paying your mom $1 million.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, so my mom...
She's driving a Ferrari. He's on a tricycle. I'm joking.
My mom took my dad to court, and the court actually messed up and thought he made more than he did.
Yeah.
And seriously, my dad, for a while, he fought it and they changed it. But for a while, he was giving her so much. And I don't remember this very well. My brother reminded me that... He kind of fell into a depression.
Sure.
And I think, I have a bad memory because I block out horrendous things. But my brother was like, yeah, it was awful. And I know. So it really does fuck up people's lives.
Well, you know that if like you're dating somebody super famous, right? And you guys live in a house. It's a super house. And they're spending $2,000 a month for your clothes. Let's just say, right? Mm-hmm. And then that person goes on the Today Show. They say the N-word. They lose their whole fucking career, right? They got no money. If you guys get a divorce, they have to pay for the life that you were accustomed to.
Jeez.
So even this man who's sucking dick behind a fucking Dick Sporting Goods, which is an interesting thing.
Sucking dick behind a Dick Sporting Goods.
You know what I mean? He's sucking somebody's dick so he can get a $20, right? He still has to give you $2,000 because you're accustomed to it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a weird fuckery that the world is just like, well, it's great being a man. And I'm not saying it ain't great being a man. But if we're going to get serious, it's pretty great being anybody in fucking North America. Yeah. All right, we're kicking it in the fucking dick. Anybody in Australia is killing it. I mean, South Africa's even doing kind of good. You get actually pretty good. I was there. You get a fucking London, UK. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But this whole idea of just like, oh, it's so hard being us, and then it's great being you. I mean, look, everybody, we could all learn a lot from just looking at each other and talking to each other every once in a while, right? I got problems, you got problems, right? Let's just come together, solve some problems. Can't we do that?
No, I agree. I think we should all talk to each other more and listen to each other's stories. I feel like, essentially, it's, once again, it's a broken system, though. Like, that needs to be re-looked at. You know, it can't just be like, oh, you have a kid, and now this is what happens. But I feel like there's so many laws and things like that are fucked that should be changing and aren't. Like, there was even a thing I posted the other day where that guy Brock is already out of jail, but there are people who spent their whole lives in prison for marijuana.
Yeah.
Like, that's so upsetting and insane to me. Like, when I really think about that, it gets me so upset. I'm like, most people smoke pot or have smoked pot. It's really not a big deal.
I know. No, I'm kidding.
You know what I mean? It's even legal now in some states, and yet some people are spending their entire lives in prison for being caught for it, while this fucking rapist, and I'm not even saying this fucking rapist, like, rape is so prevalent everywhere. So it's like, it's a big thing that's not being addressed, but I just don't understand why these laws are still the same. Actually, I do understand. It's because people don't want to address the actual shit. So we just keep these ridiculous laws in place instead of actually looking at what's going on and trying to fix it. It drives me nuts.
And just to quickly get back to this man's question of like, no, seriously, I mean, dude, that's a real serious situation. I fucking don't even kind of, I'm not even sort
it's
of
so
involved in what that is, but like, good God.
Good luck.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
I'll give my advice, but
If you're not super into the woman, I mean, I don't think you can probably get back together with her. Yeah.
Yeah, because then your whole life's going to be miserable. And
it is cheaper money.
Then you have another kid with her and you're even in deeper.
And you're sucking two dicks behind a fucking dicks.
You know what I mean? Like, I know it's really hard right now to afford that stuff, but if you're not about this woman, don't go into it and spend the rest of your life with someone that you're half alive with. But I get it. It's so fucking tough.
That's crazy.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that, but... You know, why make it worse by then entering a relationship with someone that you were already fighting all the time with? And honestly, like, if I had a kid and the man couldn't afford it or didn't want to be a part of the kid's life, I'd let them go.
You say that now.
Yeah, but I have. I mean, he's a great ex-husband in the sense of dad. Like, he helps take care. But like, no, I don't want the drama. Like, everyone, when I did get divorced, like, why didn't you take him why'd you give him the house? And I'm like, I don't want the drama. I wanted to move on and start a new life where I was happy. That's why I left. I wasn't happy. And yes, I'm way more, quote unquote, poor, but I'm not more poor because I actually have more life and richness than I've ever had. And I'm still working to, I mean, like richness in the sense of happiness. And I'm working towards having money. Like, I'm not like, yay, sharing a room with my kid for the rest of my life. Like, I'm, you know, putting it out there and trying to work hard so I can have my own shit that I afford. I don't want to depend on him, especially because there's drama attached. But that's not to insult anyone who needs money and needs support to help. You know what I mean? Like, it just would have been for me and him a fight to even go after that money, and it just wasn't worth it for me.
Yeah.
But yeah. Some couples split up really, what would you say, amicably.
Yeah.
And if one of the people has more money and it's not a fight and he's like, you know, then that's great. I just knew it would have been a big thing, and I didn't want that. I wanted to leave the drama. I'm still trying to figure out how to get, you know, drama out of my life that I still unconsciously create.
You sell drugs, you know?
No, I'm saying I'm trying to get away, Nathan.
No, I know, but like it'll bring money in, which cancels some drama.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I really don't know why. Other than just going to jail, selling drugs seems like the greatest.
No, it does, because the government's not involved.
Well, they're trying to shut you down.
But
when they do,
they'll
fuck you
hard. But I'm saying if they weren't, if the government wasn't against you with the jail thing.
Okay, well, now we're in a whole fantastical world, yeah.
But that's it's amazing because of that. It's because there aren't regulations and bullshit that you have to put up with.
There are regulations and shit. You can't just go, like, okay, say, let's just say, hypothetically, right? You and me find just a brick of cocaine. You think we'd just be able to go on the street and sell it, but no.
Oh, that's right, because then you have all these, you're going up against other drug people.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's it's a whole community.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really dangerous.
Yeah, it's bad. But the ups, the perks, it's like tits, and there's fucking asses everywhere.
I have tits and an ass already.
But don't you want other ones? Do you know what I mean? And anyways, but they're not for you. It's women walking around, and you got money.
Definitely for me. I look at them in the mirror, and I'm like, you got some good boobs. And I'm like, you've got good boobs. And then I make out with me and hump a couch. Great. It's a great Wednesday night.
Wednesday. It's only Wednesdays.
It's only Wednesday.
It's a weird thing to, okay.
By Friday, I'm really partying. Yeah. The other stuff comes out.
Dude, fuck.
I would say don't go back with her.
Yeah,
I get it's a tricky situation, but it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
Nathan, it's time to wrap this up.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. 50 minutes, huh?
Well, I mean, it depends. Would you like to talk about something else?
You steal my 9 minutes? I'm kidding. Whatever you want to do.
What, you just wanted to give me a hard time?
Sure. Were those the only emails?
No, I had more, but I don't want to. When we do a topic, we go in, and there's just not enough. Fine, you know what?
No, we don't have to.
You're the bossiest person ever, ever.
I mean, I don't get my 9 minutes. Ooh, you know what I mean? There's 8.5 minutes. We can figure out a topic in 8.5 minutes.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm talking to this girl. She's 19 too, but every time I mention her to my friend, he always says, "Oh yeah, I was talking to her last night," or "Oh, I ran into her yesterday." We're all really close, and she doesn't know I have these feelings for her, and I don't want to say anything because I'm scared that she's using me to get to my friend. What do you think about it? Should I tell her?
You're 19, huh? And she's 19 too.
She's 40.
Yeah. 38. Okay, she might want to have sex with your friend, right? So here's what you do. You let her do that. Right?
But we don't even know if
okay,
she wants
Wait a minute. Let's just say, hypothetically, that's the thing. So she wants to have sex with a friend. Here's what you do. You let her do that, right? Your friend's going to be a dick, right? He's just going to be a dick. He's probably a dick. He doesn't care about her. He's just a dick. He just wants to put his fucking hard knock life into her goddamn halo. You know what I mean? So you let him do that, but then you're the fall dude. You're the guy that's like, "Oh, I can't believe my friend did that." Blah, blah. And she's like, "Really? You care?" And you're like, Yeah, I do. And then she's like, "Oh, what's that? And you're like, "That's my dick." And then she's like, "Oh, nice, okay." And then that's how you end up fucking this lady. But you gotta
glad I did another email.
You gotta
saved a life.
You gotta let her have sex with your friend first, because clearly that's
we don't even know. I would honestly, you know me, I just always think you should express it. Like, I don't think you have anything to lose in being like, "Hey, I've got feelings for you. We kicking it or what?"
You got a lot to lose. You're 19. I mean, they're just in college. They're in college. You got
a lot
to lose, bro.
Know.
You got to walk through that cafeteria every day. You got to shake your little fucking container of wings, you know. You got to walk it up there, pay for it with the little card. Then you got to walk back through these sweatpant wearing fucks, you know. They're writing in books. And you're like, they're like, "Yo, isn't that the guy that has feelings for that fucking woman?" And then they're Snapchatting you and they're laughing. You know what I'm saying? So you let her fuck your friend. It's not going to be good. He can't fuck. He doesn't care. And then when she comes crying to you, that's when you fuck her. I mean, come on. This is just basic
Jesus.
Life
That's so
lessons.
Not romantic, first
what's,
of
what's
all.
Romance when you're 19, too? I mean, you're
People
just...
People have romance when they're young. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, but it's all, like, cheap bullshit. They don't
no,
even know what they're
not.
Doing. Yes,
you
it
were
is.
Probably so passionately in love at that age. You were probably crying like a little baby
But
bitch,
I'm an idiot.
Like a little baby bitch.
Exactly. And I'm stupid, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. Do you know what I mean?
We're all stupid all the time. You,
know
you don't
what,
get
you know
older
what,
and lose your
Yes, do you know what real romance is? I think,
you
like, two beat down people by life, right? Like you both lost your job at the factory or whatever, and you're both sitting on your porch. The porch is fucking like lopsided and shit. You both got like a sweet tea, you know, and you're wearing the worst clothes ever, but you still love each other. I think that is like true on, full tilt, and fucking everything else is just, you know, it's bullshit. These people aren't going to be together. Let her fuck your friend. And then when she comes crying to you that he was a dick, then that's when you're like, I got a dick. And she's like, what? No, I said he was a dick. You're like, yeah, but I got a dick. And you just keep saying that you have a dick louder and louder until it gets hard.
No, let me tell you something. There have been times where I've been crying.
I have a dick. And then it comes out of your jeans.
There have been times where I've been crying to a person, not about another guy, just about life. And he starts trying to hit on me in that moment. The worst.
Wait. But he fucked up. No, he fucked up. He didn't wait until there's a
yeah,
sweet
wave.
Yeah,
you can't do it when a girl's crying.
No, you can't do it when you're crying. Nobody wants to cry in a dick. You have to wait. There's a wave you got to ride. You can't just go right in there with fucking, oh, your mom died? How about a dick? You cannot do that. There has to be like, you got to let her.
You give him the flowers at the mom's funeral with the card of a
dick
in it. Yeah.
There's a dick in the flowers. When she goes to like, you're like, whoa, she's pulling it. But you got to like, she's going to cry, yeah, and you got to let her cry. I mean, it sucks, dudes. As a dude, it sucks. You know, she's crying, and you're like, oh, God, come on. You're looking at your watch. She's fucking ruining
Jesus,
one of your shirts.
You're
and you're
horrible.
Just like, oh, come on, I'm hard. And then eventually...
You wouldn't actually... If you like a girl and she's crying, you wouldn't be thinking, like, let me make her feel better and actually hold her and care about her like a human
well,
being.
Well, what am I trying to get into a relationship here?
Yes,
because
he likes her.
He likes... He's 19, too. Okay? He's 19, too.
You can be completely in love and be 13.
If he's from Fort Worth, Texas, I'll buy it.
Anyway, my advice,
and also
my advice,
I mean,
is to express it. I know that there is something to lose. You don't want to look stupid, whatever. But for me, if I have feelings for a person, I normally just say it, and that way I know if they don't, and then I can just move on.
Also, I mean, everything that I just said, it's not law, you know? You do what you want to do. I mean, in my situation, like in those situations
Nathan's
I've been in.
Just here to make this podcast great again.
I'm just here to make this podcast great again. That's all I'm going to try to do. We're going to build a wall. We're going to build a wall
yes.
around this podcast. We're going to keep everybody out of this podcast. Yeah, I mean, you know, no, would I do that? Would a woman weeping on me lead to me trying to have sex with her? Probably not. You know, no. You know, I can let a woman cry and not try to fuck her. And you probably should too. But this is just one option. You know, you can go with your own. You can tell her. You could say, hey, if you're going to fuck my friend, can I watch? I mean, we're all 19 too, right? And to see where that goes. Can I jerk off in the room? Is that okay? Can I jerk off in the room?
Yeah, this is a perfect opportunity to orchestrate the perfect gangbang.
Not a gangbang. No. Not a gangbang.
Oh,
gang
a jerk-off circle.
It's a jerk circle. It's a circle jerk.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a circle jerk.
But it's not even a circle jerk because you're just watching two people
fuck. Have you
ever
done a circle jerk?
Kate, you know, the idea that you... here's the thing that really amazes me about you sometimes. Is like, you are on Earth, but then you're not, you know?
No! I've had some of my guy friends.
No!
I've had
Who
some of my guy
they?
Friends.
Who are they?
I'm not mentioning names.
Rugby
in
players?
School,
rugby
no.
players?
No.
Any sport?
No.
Just jerking off in a circle, looking at each
in
other's eyes.
In
you
middle
kidding
school,
me?
No, they weren't looking
you
each other's
me?
Eyes. No, in middle school, they had a slumber party, and they
Stop.
All pulled their dicks out. Not to like to each other, but they all jerked off at
middle
the same
school
time.
Is like, what, are you 12? You're like 12?
Yeah, like 12, 13.
Let me tell you something. No. No.
They did.
Okay, cool. But no, never been there. Never even kind of been there. Never been in a situation.
You were too busy getting an ulcer at 15. You were living a whole other life, buddy.
Yeah, I was fucking
you
solving crimes.
Actually
I was
sex.
A private detective,
I know,
all right?
I know.
I was on the fucking case of why are these people jerking off in front of each other.
That's what I'm saying.
I would love to know the how that all ends, you know what I mean? Because again, no, I've never even been in a situation where we're sitting around playing fucking GoldenEye or whatever, and everybody's like, you know, hey man, you gonna pick Jaws? And he's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna pick Jaws. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna take my dick out. The other guy's like, oh, that's pretty sweet, man. I think I'll take my dick out. And then they're just beating off on a cool ranch.
That's probably how it went, actually.
I know that, but that's... I've never even sort of been in that situation. So to think that it's such a regular thing that happens is not... I mean, no. You know what I mean? No. And okay. You do what you want. I mean, I guess, but no. The same way that like a lot of dudes in junior high or whatever would have been like, clearly when they have a sleepover, all these women are sucking each other. Do you know what I mean? But that's not what you're doing, right? You're blowing each other. It's just two different things.
So, Nathan, where can they find you?
some things are just jokes, everybody. NathanMcIntosh.com, Twitter and Instagram at Nathan McIntosh, and also my podcast, Positive Anger, that's on SoundCloud and iTunes. Check it out. Yes.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
It was fun, just me and you.
Yeah, this is the only way it ever should be. There's no reason I ever have anybody else on this podcast.
Fun. It's still fun when it's other people.
Stop. I'll believe it when I see it. When
are you kidding me? We've had such fun ones. What's wrong with you?
Oh, you're talking about... I was talking about with other people when I'm not here. That's what I was saying.
Oh.
We've had fun with other people, sure. But I mean, did they need to be here? No.
Oh my God.
No. At the end of the day. I'm not the worst. Who have we had? Anyways, whatever.
You're the worst.
Thank you
best.
For having me.
You're welcome. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at @TheKateWolf. And if you want a tarot card reading... or a mission reading where I can feel into your soul song and tell you why you've incarnated here on Earth, what you're bringing down, contact me, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. And yeah, like my Facebook fan page, Kate Wolf. You guys have been awesome. Thanks for listening. Oh, wait, here he comes.
Sorry, I got a Facebook page as well. It's just Nathan McIntosh Comedy. That's it.
There you go. Follow us. Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?